Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Yod Aleph Amud Bet, and this will be our final podcast of the first Perek. We pick up a little bit into Mishnah Gimel, and we're going to go all the way through Mishnah Gimel and near the end of Mishnah Dalet, both of which are very large Mishnayot, but that should be very familiar to us from Zvachim. Here we come into Pasul and Pigul that we're familiar with. If somebody does a kometz and intends and says, I'm going to eat the rest of the mincha outside of the azara or eat a kazayit of it outside, or to do the haktara of the kometz outside, or just a kazayit of it outside, or to do the levona outside. Pasul ve'in bo karet, because he said chutz, therefore it is pasul, not pigul. But the chol shir ala machar, or kzayit mishir 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 ala machar. So if you intended to eat any of the edibles, or burn any of the burnables, whether the whole thing or just a kzayit, then tomorrow, then pigul v'chayev nilav karet. Zehakal, here's the rule. Kol ha-kometz, o ha-notein bakli, that's the second avodah, molich. Three, ha-maktir burns up the kometz, lechol devash takol, lechol ha-aktir devash takol ha-aktir, and you intend to either eat something that's edible or burn something that's burnable, to be burned. Chutz the mekomo pasul ve'en bo karet. Chutz is manoch ha-piguv ha-chayelinim alav karet. And we're familiar, very familiar with this from the second and third parakim in Zvachim and throughout Zvachim. With the same condition, v'ad she'akriv ha-matir k'mitzvato. The matir has to be brought properly. What does that mean? Ketzad kar matir k'mitzvato kamatz v'shtika. And this is now Mishnah Dalet. Kamatz v'shtika v'natan b'kli v'holich v'iktir chutz is manoch. So just as we have the shchita and the other avodot, if you did k'mitzah, silently, meaning you didn't say anything, and then you did the rest of the avodot saying, I'm doing this chutz l'zmano. Oh, shekamatz chutz l'zmano. You did the first avodah, and there's any mix of these. Chutz l'zmano. Tan mekliba yolach v'yiktir b'shtika. Oh, shekamatz natan mekliba olich v'yiktir chutz l'zmano. Zeh shekar yotir k'mitzvato. So whether you did one avodah, or two, or three, chutz l'zmano, and the rest were b'shtika, or you did them all chutz l'zmano, that means karev yotir k'mitzvato, meaning the only thing that's foul about this is the chutz lizmano. But, ketzad lo karev matir k'mitzvato, what's an example of lo karev k'mitzvato, which means it's only pasul? Kamatz chutz l'mkomo v'tam l'kli v'yolech v'ktir chutz lizmano. So you did the k'mitzah, saying, I'm gonna eat this, menachot, sharim outside. And did the rest of it saying, I'm gonna eat them tomorrow. Osh kamatz chutz lizmano v'natam l'kli v'yolech v'ktir chutz lizmano. Flip it. Kamatz v'natam l'kli v'yolech v'ktir chutz lizmano. Did them all chutz l'mkomo. And therefore it's pasul. The last one's a little strange because there was no zmano in there, but nonetheless, that's the case. And we throw in minchat chotem minchat kanaot that we had in the first Mishnah. Shekmatzan shalol lishman. So if you did a shalol lishman, then they're pasul. Natan bekliv olich v'yiktir chuzmano. O shekmatz chuzmano v'natan bekliv olich v'yiktir shalol lishman. O shekmatz natan bekliv olich v'yiktir shalol lishman. So that means either the one of the avodot, two of the avodot, all of the avodot, we're done with an added machshava that invalidates the korban besides the pigul. Zeh shalok hamatir k'mitzvato. Now, lechol kazayit pachutz, kazayit lemachar. Let's say that we're just within k'mitzah, and you said, I'm going to eat a kazayit pachutz and a kazayit lemachar. Or kazayit lemachar, kazayit pachutz. Or kachatzi zayit pachutz, kachatzayit lemachar. Kachatzayit lemachar, kachatzayit pachutz. Pasul and korait. We don't not meet staref. And by the way, since you had a machshav, you either had a machshava of a full kazayit bachutz, which means it can't be a pigul, because lo karev v'tir k'mitzvato, or all you had was kechatzi zayit, and then kechatzi zayit, so you don't have enough of anything, it's pasul. Meaning, there's no pigul. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, as he did in Zvachim. Rabbi Yehuda zakal, machshavat hazman kamal, machshavat hamakom, pigul v'chayav nilav karet. Machshavat hamakom, chazman, machshavat hazman, pasul ve'en bo karet. So he says, if you had an intent to eat kazayit tomorrow, and then a separate intent to eat kazayit outside, it's pigul, because the first machshava was zmano. And Chachamim disagree and say, zevazeh pasul ve'en bo karet, just like Tanakama said, and in Zvachim we already dealt with why Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and why Chachamim seem to be the same as Tanakama, and what's their position. Okay, Ibai Elu. Now the question is asked as follows. L'divrei Omer, this takes us back a few podcasts to the Machloket Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what to do about a mincha, where the shirayim get deficient after kmitza before aktara. The divrei Omer shirayim shechatzru ben kmitza laktara maktir kometz aleihen. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who said you could still burn the kometz, And we hold that you're not allowed to eat the shirayim. In other words, if you had a mincha, and mincha was fine, and then you did the komets, and you and then after you did the komets, before you burned it, some of the shirayim fell out. So if you accept Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, which is that you could nonetheless continue and burn the komets, we still agree that you can't eat the shirayim, which means these shirayim are off limits for eating. So now the question is, are they called the varshadar kol echol or not, for our purposes, as follows. Think about this. These shirayim are never going to be fixed. And since they're never going to be fixed, they're always going to be liable for milah. So if somebody comes along and uses them, he'll be chayav. Is there any way to do something to make these shirayim, even though they can't be eaten, no longer subject to milah? And the way is, yes, have them brought as a pigul, which means they're accepted as a pigul. They're not edible, but they're already, as it were, processed. Question is, can you then burn the komets if the original kmitza was done chutz lizmano? So Amrav, in the case again is, you had a mincha, you did the komets chutz lizmano, and then before you would do the haktara, you turn around, the shirayim are half gone. Do you go ahead and burn it just to take the rest of the shirayim out of me'ilah? Will it help? Amrav Huna, afilu Rabbi Akiva damar. If you remember this machloket we had in Zvachim, Rabbi Akiva and his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, disagreed about whether zrika done on meat that is left the azara affects that meat. Rabbi Akiva says, Rikamo elot liotse. It does affect. And therefore, if you took shlamim out of the azara and then did zrika, you could eat the shlamim. Hanimi liotse di ite beine. That's only maybe, even Rabbi Akiva would say, that's only yotse because the stuff's there, it's just somewhere else. But we know it's there. And the invalidity is extrinsic to the animal. It's because of something else of going outside. But here, the thing itself is missing. It's an inherent problem, and it's not all there. He says Haktara wouldn't help. The Shirayim are still not fixed by the Haktara, and therefore Me'ilah still applies. That is Rav Huna. Amarle Rav, or Rav says Adrav, the exact opposite. Afilu Rav Elazar, Damar Ein Zrikamo Le Yotze. Rav Elazar says, Zrika won't help for something that's Yotze. Hanimili Yotze delay to Bifnim, because the Yotze is all out. But here, the whatever's left is inside the Azara. It's right in front of you. Mahanya le'aktar, the haktar would work, and now Mi'ilu would not apply. Okay, now Amar Rav, Manam Minala, I'll prove to you. Dinan, Hakomets Tamincha, we have later on, L'chol Shirei al-Bachutz, Oshkazayt Mishirei al-Bachutz. Our Mishnah says, if you do Kmitza in order to eat the Shirayim or a Kazayit, right, of the Shirayim Bachutz, and then it goes through the whole Avodot, V'tani Rabbi Chiyah, but Rabbi Chiyah's version of the Mishnah was Hakometz HaMincha V'lo Tani Okazayit. He did not include Okazayit. He just said Hakometz HaMincha L'chol Shirayim. So he interprets it as follows. Why did Rabbi Chiyah change his Rebbe's version of the Mishnah? He said, "My Tama Lo Tani Okazayit." Why did he leave it out? Lam Gon Shechasu Shirayim Kamuluh Okazayit isn't because we're talking about a case where all that's left is a Okazayit. And so that's all there is to talk about. Came on Dematan Kli B'Hiluch V'Aktor Lo Mamitni Lei. Since in the next three avodot, there's no kazayit, we're not going to say okazayit because that's all that's left. So therefore, he didn't mention okazayit in the case of the kmitza, where there, of course, was a kazayit. Because everybody assumes that until the kmitza happens, there has to be the full mincha there. So he says, why did Rabbi Chiya take out the line okazayit? Because in three of the avodot, we could be talking about a case where all there is a kazayit. And therefore, he says, therefore, it didn't say okazayit in any of them. Uktani Sefer, what does it say at the end? Pigul v'chayv l'akrayit. This is a case of pigul. Alma mahanya lu haktara. So you see that haktara works to make it a full pigul, even though all there is a kazayit. So Amrle Abaye. Abaye says, lo. Amman, he says, I disagree with you. You know who the author of it is? It's Rabbi Lazar. That nan hakometz mavona v'aktara v'minchat hakon v'minchat kor mashiach v'minchat nesach v'nishukim v'achat mehen b'azayit b'chutz. We had this in the 13th parak of Zvachim. Chayav, if you do any one of these things b'chutz, you're chayav. Rabbi Lazar omer poter hachya krivit kulan. He says until you bring the full korban, it's not good, which means a kazayit's not enough. And therefore, the author of Rabbi Chiya's version is Rabbi Lazar, who says that a kazayit isn't enough. That's why he took it out, not because it's a case where there's only a kazayit, but a kazayit really wouldn't be enough. Kevan v'aktar k'mitza lo matni le o kazayit mikom sabachutz. And so therefore, since in the case of the Haktara, he didn't mention Okazayit because you wouldn't be Chayiv for that, Machutz, and therefore for Machshevet Chutz, you wouldn't be Chayiv, Sharm Nami Lo Matni Lo Kazai. Therefore, he didn't mention it about the Shiraim either, because there can't be a Kazai. Remember, Rabbelezer, if you recall, said that you have to bring both matirim in order to be chayiv for bachutz. So the Armishta, if Rabbi Chiya's version of the Mishta was really Rabbelezer, it shouldn't have said like tirkum tsa, it should have said like tirkum tsa ulavonatani. None. Hakon tavona shikriv al chameh bachutz chayav. Rabbelezer potar shikriv et shneim. Also in the 13th parak in Zvachim, Tanakama says that if you're maktir either lavona or Komets outside your chayv, well, as I said, you have to makri both of them. So, nirin tuchal komets and minchat chote. The answer is, our Mishnah could be talking about minchat chote. Minchat chote, there is no lavona. And so, therefore, komets, you're doing everything, and there's a full korban there. V'ichlo tanash minchat komets minchat chote. You think the Tana is going to have this huge Mishnah that we just read, only about the komets of minchat chote? The answer is, in v'chiyat Rav Dimi, I'm Rav Elazar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said, that's what Rav Elazar the Amora said, Komets to minchat chotehu v'rabalazari, and it's based on Rabbelezer ben Shamua, the Tana, his opinion. And it really is only about komets to mincha. Hadam Rava. So Rava then turns to it and says, La milti hina amri. What I said before, which was opposing Rav Huna and says that the Haktara would fix the mincha, I was wrong. Tanya, kodesh kodeshim hu. About the mincha, about the lechem upon him, we say it's kodesh kodeshim. Why does that, what does that mean? Shim nefrisa achat mehen chaloteha. If one of the breads got broken up, kulan psulot, they're all pasul. What's the implication? Hayatzat hani de'ika gvaik sheirot. So the implication is that if one of the breads fell apart and became inherently and intrinsically bad, then they all become bad, because kodesh kodeshim hu, all 12 are called one. Hu is singular. All right? However, the implication is hayatzat, if one of them only became invalid because of yotzei, and meaning that it's not intrinsic to the bread, hani the ika gvaik sherot, the ones that are inside are still kasher. Now man shamat leidam azrikamalat liyotze, who is it who says zrika works for yotze, meaning that even if the thing goes out, it doesn't invalidate the rest. Rabbi Akiva, we saw that. V'kamari v'salo, and he says if it's cut up, no, which means that even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if a mincha became dissipated before you did the burning the komets, then it doesn't affect it. It's not yotze midemiyilu yet. Amalei Abayi turns to Rav and says, maybe you were right the first time. Miktani hayatzat, that inference you had, which is im nifrasa, it's all invalid, implying that if it's yotze, they're not all invalid. Maybe not. Dilmah nid made hanach sherot. Maybe it means if one of them became tamei, the rest are sherot. My time out, demaratza tzitz, because the tzitz is maratza for the tamei. Maybe the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears affects ritzu, accepts acceptance, for something that's tummy. Abayatzat lo, maybe if it's yatzah, it doesn't work. And Rabbi Lazar here, and it's authored by Rabbi Eliezer, who says that, Ein Zrika Mo'elet Liyotze. So maybe that brita about the Lechem Apanim, that if one of them fell apart, they all become invalidated, isn't there to say, but if one of them became Yotze, but rather if one of them became tummy, but if one of them became Yotze, indeed, they'd all be invalidated. And it's Rabbi Eliezer who sells Zrika is not well at the Yotze, which means one of them is out of the bounds and they're all bad. Uvadinhu to Ibila Mitni Nami Yotze. So why doesn't the bride say Yatza if it is the same halacha? Haidek Tani Nifrasa, why does it mention Nifrasa? Hakamashla and Afila Nifrasa de Ite Bifnimo Hanyalek Tara. Tell you, even Nifrasa, when they're all there in front of you and they're not gone, it still won't work. Kiva da Amar Zrika Mo'al the Yotze, Afila Chisar Nama Hanyalek Tara. But according to Rabbi Kiva, who says, if Zrika works for Yotze, then even if it's Chaser, you could still do it. Which means Abaya's position is, Rav Huna's position is that everybody will agree it doesn't help. Rav Akiva and Rav Eliezer. Rav originally said, no, both of them will agree that it does help. Then he turns around and says, both of them would agree that it doesn't help like Rav Huna. And Abaya turns around and says, no. Rav Eliezer would say, it does not help. And Rav Akiva would say, it does help, because we're going to compare it to a case of Yotze. Okay. The end of Mishnah Dalet had this small line, which we had again in Zvachim. If you had intent to eat half a kazai tomorrow and to burn half a kazai to the comets tomorrow, it's kasher because the two half kazaitim don't come together. Now, we assume that it's only because half was to eat and half was to burn that they don't work. What if you said, I'm going to eat half a kazayit of shiraim and half a kazayit of komets? Then it would be mitzvah. Tani reisha, I in the reisha said, the only things that are included are to eat edibles and burn burnables. If it's not something you normally eat, it doesn't count. So he has man tanam. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Hamani, Rabbi Lozor, he dar chashma achilat adam achem isbech achilat isbech achilat adam. This last little spitz that we saw, he says, is authored by Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that the human eating and mizbeach eating are interchangeable, and therefore, because haktar and achila are mitzaref, that achila haktar are mitzaref, but eating that which goes on mizbeach, those compared. Of course, the minchal achol davar she'ein darko lachol, davar she'ein darko lachter kasher. Rabbi Elazar posel. Rabbi Elazar says, if you intend to eat something which you're not allowed to eat, like chalev, or to burn something which you're not supposed to burn, like basar, it still counts. All right, so therefore they swat. Now, half a gazayit, everybody agrees, are not mitzarev, achila and haktara. Now, Abaye Amar, filo temer rabbanon. He says, no, you don't have to say that little spitz is Rabbi Elazar. Even rabbanon would agree. Why? Lo temer alechol v'lechol davar she'ein darko lachol. Don't make that inference. And Abaye is doing what he just did above. He's saying the inference you made is a bad inference, meaning to say X is invalid, implying that Y is valid. He says, no, maybe Y is also invalid. Z is valid. So what's the inference you should have made? What's the implication of our Mishnah? That if you had half a kazayit of edibles and half a kazayit of burnables to burn, then I'm mitzarev. And by the way, that's also true if you intended to eat half a kazayit of edibles and eat half a kazayit of non-edibles. It meaning things you're not allowed to eat. It's also not mitzaref. What's mitzaref? Half a kazayit of something you eat, and another half a kazayit of something you eat. Meaning you had two separate machshavot, each about half a kazayit, about eating shirayim, let's say. My kamashmalan, what's that teaching us? Ha behedyak tanila, that's explicit, because the Mishnah, our Mishnah said, achol kazayit b'chutz, kazayit l'machar, achol kazayit b'chutz, kazayit b'chutz, kazayit b'chutz, kazayit b'chutz, kazayit b'chutz, pasul vein bo karet. What do we see from there? That half a kazayit and half a kazayit of eating do combine. Now, hatu lamali, what do I need that? If it's there to tell you that eating something that's proper and to eat something that's not supposed to be our mitzvah, if we already learned that in Mereisha, diktani, chatzizayit b'chutz, chatzizayit b'machar, pasuah, chatzizayit b'machar, chatzizayit b'machar, pigul. Which means, sorry, if it's there to teach you that if you want to be mitzarif two things together, that you may eat, that we already see because it said half a kazayit tomorrow and half a kazayit outside are not pigul, implying half a kazayit outside tomorrow and half another half a kazayit tomorrow are pigul. Ilacholaktir, if it's there to tell you that half to eat and half to burn are not mitzarif, our Mishnah, you could erase something that you could learn from the Resha. Because after all, we said eating half a kazayit of something you're supposed to eat and half a kazayit of something you're not supposed to eat are not mitzarev. So therefore, the whole activity of bias, certainly you don't have to teach me that to eat half a kazayit and burn half a kazayit are mitzarev. The answer is, that is what it's coming to teach us. Why? Because it's not so obvious, our Mishnah, it's not so obvious that eating half a kazayit and burning half a kazayit is worse than eating half a kazayit and eating half a kazayit of non-edible. Because the whole actir is terichale. We still need to teach that eating half a kazayit and burning half a kazayit of burnables, it's not mitzarev. Why? In the case when you said, I'm going to eat half a kazayit of shirayim and half a kazayit of komets, it's not mitzarev because the half a kazayit of komets, you're thinking about the wrong action. That's not what we do. We don't eat that. But here, when you're saying, I'm going to eat half a kazayit of shirayim and burn half a kazayit of komets, each machshava is the proper thing to do with it. You just said to do it tomorrow. I might think of mitzarev. Kamash palan that it's not. Hadran alach kol menachot. Baruch Hashem, we have successfully completed our study of the first parak of menachot. We begin with the next podcast with a very short but very intense second parak of menachot, hakometz tamincha. And in the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.